Let's do this. Kaylee Scheller reporting with today's top stories. Anthony Bourdain, the celebrity chef and citizen of the world who inspired millions to share his delight in food and the bonds it created, was found dead in his hotel room Friday in France while working on his CNN series on culinary traditions. He was 61 years old. CNN confirmed the death, saying that Bourdain was found unresponsive Friday morning by friend and chef Eric Ripert, and the company called the death a suicide. A prosecutor in eastern France said Bourdain apparently hanged himself in a luxury hotel in the ancient village of Caysersberg. French media quoted a Colmar prosecutor as saying that at this stage, nothing suggests that another person was involved. However, investigators were verifying the circumstances of Bourdain's death. Widely loved and rarely afraid to speak, he mixed a coarseness and whimsical sense of adventurousness, true to the rock and roll music he loved. Bourdain's Parts Unknown seemed like an odd choice for CNN when it started back in 2013. Part travelogue, part history lesson, part love letter to exotic foods. Each trip was an adventure. There had been nothing quite like it on the news network, and it became an immediate hit. In a 2014 interview, Bourdain said, quote, "We are constantly asking ourselves, first and foremost, what is the most messed up thing we can do next week?" Colleagues, friends, and admirers shared their grief Friday. CNN chief executive Jeff Zucker sent a company letter calling Bourdain, quote, "an exceptional talent, a storyteller, a gifted writer, a world traveler, an adventurer." Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer says he only has a few weeks to live because of an aggressive form of cancer. Krauthammer disclosed his doctor's prognosis in a letter Friday released to colleagues, friends, and viewers. Krauthammer wrote that he underwent surgery in August to remove a cancerous tumor in his abdomen. While he thought it to be successful, he said there were complications that he was overcoming. However, he wrote that recent tests revealed that the cancer has returned and is quote-unquote spreading rapidly. Krauthammer says he will, quote, "leave this life with no regrets." The 68-year-old was paralyzed below the neck in a diving accident, yet graduated from Harvard Medical School in 1975 and practiced psychiatry. He later developed a career as a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and commentator. Special counsel Robert Mueller has brought additional charges against President Trump's campaign chairman and a longtime associate who prosecutors have said has ties to Russian intelligence. The new indictment was unsealed Friday against Paul Manafort and Konstantin Kilimnik, just days after prosecutors accused the two men of attempting to tamper with witnesses as Manafort awaits trial of felony charges related to his work on behalf of Ukrainian interests. The latest charges increase Manafort's legal jeopardy if he continues an aggressive battle with prosecutors, and could be an effort by Mueller to induce a guilty plea and secure the testimony of a critical campaign advisor to Trump. They also come as Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani have heaped public criticism on the Mueller investigation in an attempt to undermine it. The charges against Manafort do not relate to his work on the Trump campaign or involve allegations of Russian election interference, a fact that the president has routinely noted as he tries to distance himself from his former top campaign advisor. The new indictment charges Manafort and Kilimnik with obstruction of justice and conspiracy to obstruct justice related to contacts they had with two witnesses earlier this year. The witnesses, who had worked with Manafort as he represented a pro-Russian political party in Ukraine, have told the FBI that they believed Manafort and Kilimnik were trying to get them to lie about the nature of their work. The charges mark the second time since October that an indictment against Manafort has been amended to include additional allegations. Solidifying his solo status on the world stage, President Trump is lashing out at longtime allies over their critiques of his trade policies and plans an early exit from the annual Group of Seven meeting of industrialized nations. Trump descended Friday on the annual gathering held this year at a Quebec resort, but will leave Saturday morning before the event is over, heading out to Singapore for his highly anticipated summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House announced his travel plans after French President Emmanuel Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signaled they will use the event to take a stance against new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. At a joint press conference, Macron stressed, quote, "a trade war doesn't spare anyone. It will start, first of all, to hurt U.S. workers." Trudeau said, quote, "we are going to defend our industries and our workers." Trudeau, for his part, said Trump's action would hurt American workers as well as Canadians, saying, quote, "if I can get the president to actually realize that what he's doing is counterproductive for his own goals as well, perhaps we can move forward in a smarter way." As tempers frayed, Trump had a retort ready via tweet. It read, quote, "please tell Prime Minister Trudeau and President Macron that they are charging the U.S. massive tariffs and create non-monetary barriers. The EU trade surplus with the U.S. is $151 billion, and Canada keeps our farmers and others out. Look forward to seeing them tomorrow. Later Thursday, Trump tweeted, quote, Prime Minister Trudeau is being so indignant, bringing up the relationship that the U.S. and Canada had over the many years and all sorts of other things, but he doesn't bring up the fact that they charge us up to 300% on dairy, hurting our farmers, killing our agriculture. And just a few hours later, he added, quote, Take down your tariffs and barriers or we will more than match you. That's all I've got for you for now. To stay up to date on all things news, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Anchor and at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.